Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to encourage you this week to go ahead and start making your plans to be a part of our services coming up this Sunday. They're live at 9:30 and 11. We always have a Spanish service at 11 a.m. as well. So please come on. If you're out of town and you don't live around the Northeast Atlanta area, you can always watch us on Facebook or online at live.sugarhill.church. Today, let's talk about this one thing. What is mission critical? I think we need to at times be prepared and be aware of how we criticize other people. There's such a thing as constructive criticism, but only you and God know if it was meant to be constructive or hurtful. Our words are extraordinarily powerful. They can help and uplift or hurt and destroy. Giving someone constructive criticism means that you are giving them useful information that will build them up and not cast them down. You see, the tongue can be used to heal and to restore a broken heart, or to make matters worse. I mean, our tongue is a powerful tool. Allow your words to bring healing into somebody's life today. When you see someone who is not at their best, don't attack them with your words. Our words should encourage, inspire. They should uplift. Some folks mean well by trying to show kind of, quote, tough love, end quote, which can sometimes be necessary. But listen, friends, if it's not done in the spirit of meekness, and if you're wondering where do I find that scripturally, go to look at Galatians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, or maybe 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. It can be more harmful than good if we're not careful. I get my fair share of criticism, and I think if you stand in front of people long enough, two things are going to happen. One, eventually you'll say something stupid, and secondly, people aren't going to like what you say. And so part of what happens in the Christian life is when we really take the scriptures in Galatians 6 or in 2 Timothy chapter 2, one of the things that happens in our life is we have this overwhelming understanding that we are always going to find somebody to criticize us unless you're not trying to do anything. I believe for the cause of Christ, we should wear it like a battle armor. We ought to wear it like a medal that says, yes, we're being criticized. From some people, that might be a wonderful thing. But today, let's think about how our critical words happen. Is it mission critical in your life that you have to tear somebody down, or you have to point to somebody's problem, or you have to discredit somebody so that you sound better? I've heard people say this a long time, and a friend of mine really, really hammered it home. Years ago, a friend of mine by the name of Rick Forbes always said this one thing: do you have to blow somebody's candle out in the belief that yours will then shine brighter? My friend, today, let's don't be candle blowers. Let's make sure it's mission critical if we need to offer some type of criticism. More often than not, we really just need to understand and listen rather than trying to jump in and correct. My friend, I look forward to seeing you this Sunday. And I also want to encourage you, jump on over to my blog at achuckallen.com. And there's a lot of things on there that you might agree with, and you might find the need to be mission critical. God bless you. Bye now.